This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos!
Ladies and gentlemen, emanating live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it, sports fans. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35-plus years now, often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Here we sit high atop our throne here at the Sports Byline Network. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. This is your show. But in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we're going to delve into the world, of course, both boxing and MMA. Talk about the world of MMA up and coming, of course, UFC cards, the boxing world at hand. I interviewed Keith Thurman in that five-minute little spiel we had between shows there, between hours. And, you know, the interview came out okay, except he swore and he called the Filipino a couple of names. So we'll have to edit it. I don't know if we'll have that ready for 40 minutes past the hour. But if he does, we'll go with Keith Thurman at 40. If we don't, we'll go with Sugar Ray Leonard at 40, a real welterweight champion. Straight up. Why do I say that? Because he dropped a lot of F-bombs. I just can't have that going on. And the FCC still runs what we do here at the Sports Byline Studios. This is not a podcast. This is a radio show. So when Keith dropped all these anti-Filipino things and said a few slurs, what can I say? I've got to edit that out. So Cuddy's going to work on that. Whether I have it done today or not, we'll see what's happening. Straight up, I have open phone lines around the planet. Johnny Siegel, join me in a couple. 1-800-878-7529. Join us in the studios. 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Text us here in the studio. The number, you ready? The text number. 415-275-1613. Let's do it right. 1-415-275-1613. 6 days away. Manny Pacquiao, 61-7, taking on Keith Thurman, 20-0. Keith Thurman, of course, the world welterweight champion. Not really. Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman, the big fight next week. That and Johnny Sagan more next on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Can dream, baby.
Two can make a dream so.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it feels.
Losing hair sucks, and two out of three guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that two out of three. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a five-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
You know, we all have those home projects we'd like to get to now that summer is here, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's true cost guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can go in and read customer reviews, see how everybody did, request quotes, how much is it, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
61-7, 39 KOs, 40 years old, 70 bouts. A pro like since 1996. I'll check it out just for a second. In the second year, I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao, of course, the Pac-Man. Call him what you want, man, but you never call him unexciting. 1995, he turned pro in the Philippines with a unanimous win over a guy named Edmund Ignacio. So he'll be in the record books for one thing, being Manny Pacquiao's first opponent. Of course, Pacquiao won titles at 112, 122, 126. 130, 135, 140, 147. He won all these weight class belts. But the bottom line is, you know, he still isn't, I think, in the Roberto Duran status as far as I'm concerned. But maybe that's because I'm generational and I'm from the Duran generation. Bottom line is, my co-host here is not from the Duran generation. Am I wrong in saying that Manny Pacquiao hasn't earned his props as far as being a Duran type of guy, that all those weight classes were sort of like you could put asterisks next to him because he never fought? He didn't fight really the best guys of those weight classes, Johnny Sieg.
I can agree with you. You know, Duran is his own, you know, exceptional career in itself. And, you know, Manny Pacquiao has his own accolades. I mean, obviously, when he came on the scene against Marco Antonio Barrera on HBO, got everyone's attention. But I tell you what, there was a run there when he took on De La Hoya as an underdog, right? And everyone was saying that De La Hoya was going to beat him. I'm like, you guys are crazy. I've seen this guy in Manny Pacquiao do some tremendous things, even though he's much smaller. You know, De La Hoya, to me, he fought him at the right time in Manny Pacquiao. And then he starched Ricky Hatton in two rounds in his next fight and then went to war with Miguel Cotto when Cotto, I believe, was at his peak. And those guys fought one hell of a fight. So those three fights right there, I think, really define how when people think of Manny Pacquiao, they look at those three, because those, to me, were his three biggest wins.
Okay, his three biggest wins. And did Flintstone Vitamins play a role in those three biggest wins?
Well, that's an interesting question, because now if you look at the resume post-mortem, those aforementioned guys, there is not many knockouts there at all. I mean, you got to, you know, fast forward from when he took out Miguel Cotto in the 10th round of their fight in 2009. You got to go all the way up until about 2018 to where he stopped Lucas Matisse. So, yikes. So I think to answer your question, Pete, yeah.
Okay. You know, Cotto told me, we were sitting in Cartagena, Colombia in 2010, 2011, somewhere around there, maybe 2012. And he told me he'd never been hit that hard in his life. And I said to him, I said, do you think Pacquiao was on steroids? He didn't say yes or no. He said, I don't know.
It's an honest answer. You know, he got hit with that uppercut. I know exactly what punch Nakota was referring to. It's when they both were in the middle of the ring playing fire with fire. And then I said to myself watching that, whoever lands the big shot here, because you knew it was coming, it's going to be the game changer of the fight. You know, sure enough, Manny Pacquiao lands this big uppercut and rocks Cotto. And it looked like obviously it was a legit shot. I mean, at that point in time, maybe he was messing with him. But, you know, at the end of the day, power is power.
You know, I'm looking at Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman's record. Do they have any common opponents?
It's an interesting question. I don't believe so.
No, they don't.
No, off the top of my head, that's a very interesting question. Off the top of my head, I'm going to say no. There's no comparison between the level of opposition. No disrespect, of course, to Sean Porter, who I'm a big fan of. Also, Roberto Guerrero, you know, who's obviously seen better days. But, you know, for me and Keith Thurman, he has not fought anyone of the caliber that Manny Pacquiao has fought when Manny was defending and winning world titles.
You surprised this 3 or 4 minute interview with Keith Thurman's got so many F-bombs in it?
No, not at all. The way he's been talking lately, you know, he's been coming off very aggressive in his tone. And maybe he's trying to psych himself up, rise to the occasion, get motivated. But I'm not surprised. Got to keep it classy.
You know, he was off 3 years. He wasn't looking all that good before he went out 2 years for that hiatus, call it what you want, hiatus vacation, where he went off into the woods and smoked a lot of weed. That's not a weed thing to me. I mean, you know, people say, yeah, he sounds like a stoner and this and that. He sounds like a permanent stoner. You know, you hear what I'm saying? I'm not talking about a guy that's getting stoned. I'm talking about a guy that's always stoned.
Because he's a bum?
Because he's a bum. Is he a bum?
You know what? For me, Keith Thurman, I was a big fan, but then all of a sudden he stopped fighting. He started doing things like you're mentioning right there, where, you know, he got heavy into spirituality, and there's nothing wrong with these things, people. But he
But wait, when you're blowing a flute in the forest, that's your spirituality? You think there's nothing wrong with that?
Hey, man, to each their own. He looks like he's at peace when he does it, so who am I to judge?
Do you think the snake comes out of the basket?
Oh, God, I hope not.
You know what I'm talking about. He blows that flea. Anyway, bottom line is Keith Thurman's in a world of his own. And as I work on the interview, as I speak here at the Sports Byline headquarters, of course, Keith Thurman was recorded Pacific time today, 12:02 to 12:05. It was a three-minute interview. And in that three-minute interview, he dropped down a lot of F-bombs. So I'm wondering if they can get this ready for today. If they can't, we'll get it ready for next week, and I'll bring you something special at 40 minutes past hour. Me and Ray Leonard, if I can, dig that one up. Bottom line is, Manny Pacquiao, in your mind, is going to win this fight, huh, Johnny Sig?
Yeah, I think that Manny Pacquiao's experience, like we were talking about, and, of course, he still has fast legs and fast hands. Keith's never seen anything like that, and Keith likes to use his legs, and Manny's very good at cutting the ring off. So Keith's not going to be able to deal with, in my opinion, what Manny Pacquiao can do by stopping him from moving around the ring so much like other guys in the past could not.
29-0, 30 years old. How do you combat that? Tell me, you can use that the hand and the foot speeds enough to beat that youth?
I think the power of Pacquiao is definitely going to show up here. Because if you look at what Keith Thurman did in his last fight and against Styles Mix fights, I get it. And maybe he's more motivated to fight Pacquiao than he was in his last effort against Lopez, right? But Lopez rocked him, almost stopped him. Manny Pacquiao catches him flush with one of those nice hooks that he throws or straight shots like he got Hatton with. Yikes.
Interesting. You know, I'm looking at his resume, and I'm not all that impressed. Of course, the Lopez fight last. Lopez was 36-7 coming in. Call him a journeyman would have been not a stretch. Danny Garcia before that was undefeated, 33-0, and he did beat Danny over 12 rounds with a split decision. Sean Porter won a unanimous nod. Porter was 26-1. Luis Collazo, he stopped. Robert Guerrero, unanimous nod. Leonard Bundu, unanimous nod. Julio Diaz retired by the corner. But the bottom line is he's not a big knockout puncher here, and he's a bigger guy. So, I mean, what gives here, Johnny? I mean, what does Keith Thurman bring to the dance? We're talking about all these things that Manny Pacquiao can do. Mm-hmm. What can Keith Thurman do?
Well, that's an interesting question. And I tell you what, following Keith Thurman as I did from the crib, he's a very good boxer, and he can be very aggressive and have a good jab when he wants to. But unfortunately, when he faces guys that have a better skill set than he had fought prior to, he struggles a little bit with the confidence, uses his legs too much, and doesn't shoot one-twos. Keith Thurman at one point in time was knocking guys out. Obviously, he doesn't do that much anymore. You know, I think it's been about 5 years now.
He's not a sharpshooter. He's not a guy that can, like, you know, in other words, anybody, just most guys, if they catch you with a clean shot, a clean bang, they're going to rattle your cage, really. But he doesn't seem to rattle too many cages of late.
No, not at world-class level or B-plus and above. No, he doesn't.
All right, Danny Garcia. Is Danny Garcia still a force at 147, the Philadelphia kid?
Yeah, could be. I mean, Danny's got that left hook, you know. He's an exciting fighter, and, you know, he gets in there and he engages with you. And I wish he would fight more frequently, but okay. At 147, he can definitely be a name.
The reason why I bring him up is a guy named Bernard says, and it's not Hopkins from Philadelphia, says he should go back to 140.
He's getting older now, though. That's tough. And that's one heck of a division. I mean, look at Regis Progre down there, Jose Ramirez, Maurice Hooker. You know, there's a lot of good fighters down there that are young and hungry. The 147 guys, at least, I think Garcia could be competitive with because they're getting a little bit older.
So what you're trying to tell me is that he would get annihilated at 140, but just take a decent ass whooping at 147.
There you go.
Oh, man, Johnny Sieg, you are too much, no doubt about that. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. John Signorelli, of course, hosts the Ring Talk Live Worldwide page at YouTube.com. Want to tell them about that, John?
Yeah, search us on YouTube, type in Ring Talk Worldwide.
Of course, next segment, we're talking MMA and boxing, of course, live here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. You can join us if you like, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the no commitment, guilt-free text line. The number, the text line, text us in the studio, 1-415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 1-415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
AT&T just shot me an email. Not happy with it, but the bottom line is they are AT&T. What can I do, man? I am their whore. Bottom line is, yeah, you are. If you're a client of AT&T, you're nothing but, yeah. Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking mixed martial arts for the most part and boxing, of course, this hour. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Manny Pacquiao, of course, and Keith Thurman 6 days away. The Keith Thurman interview is unairable, at least from today's perspective. Scott Cuddy will clean it up and have it ready for Saturday. So the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Did you know we are Saturday? If you're listening to this, this is the Sunday edition. Sunday airs for 2 hours, being in 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the station you're listening to, okay, or the internet platform you're listening to. And, of course, Saturday is 1 hour, and then Sunday is 2 hours. So the Saturday show, we're bringing the cleaned-up Keith Thurman interview, as I just didn't feel real confident in putting an interview like that on the air, because he's dropping F-bombs here and there, and he said some slurs against the Filipinos and that. So we'll try to clean that up. As you know, this is a PG-rated show. Yeah, right. Johnny, we try to push the envelope, but there always is the FCC. Tell them.
Absolutely. Got to keep it classy, keep it PG. It gets tough sometimes, but we do our best.
Okay. What about Omar Figueroa Jr.? Is he a prospect that people don't need Viagra for?
Isn't it crazy that he's still unbeaten? Like, when you think of his name, you think he suffered a loss, but he hasn't. He's 28-0 with one draw and 19 KOs. You know, Yordinas Ugas, who he's taken on the undercard, which is not a bad undercard to Thurman Pacquiao, by the way. Tough fight. You know, I'm looking forward to it. We see what we get. Ugas is tough. He's a good fighter.
He beat some pretty good guys. He beat Ricky Burns. He beat DeMarco. He beat Guerrero. You know, he beat Molina Jr. So he's beat some decent guys along the road here.
Yeah. Omar Figueroa, not bad at all. He comes from a fighting family. His brother's also a solid fighter, fast hands, you know, both guys. And he's always in entertaining fights. He doesn't crack much. But I tell you what, though, he shows a lot of hand speed, and he throws a lot of punches.
The aforementioned Shakur Stevenson, winner last night in his Newark hometown. Of course, he was shown on ESPN, I believe. But Gervonta Davis, is he the natural rival for this guy? Those guys, they seem to be on some type of collision course. Are they, or is it just my imagination?
No, absolutely. And that would be great to see that flesh out, because both kids are young. They're both extremely talented and in a very talented-driven weight class. And I think that's the natural progression for them to meet down the line. I think Shakur needs a little bit more work in the professional look of boxing, but he's making that transition really good from amateur, and I think we get that fight hopefully within the next year.
Davis being the current WBA super featherweight champion, of course, that means 130 pounds. And, of course, Shakur Stevenson at 126, but the guys don't like each other. I've seen some tape of Stevenson going to camp with Big Mac and Terrence Crawford. So he's taking this definitely seriously. Has he cleaned up his out-of-the-ring persona?
I think so. You got guys like Andre Ward around you, Terrence Crawford. I mean, you got guys that are legends in the making in Crawford. And, of course, Andre Ward, what he accomplished in his career. You know, you got these great, brilliant minds around you, and I think that's going to influence you to take you to the next level and clean up your act for sure.
Andre Ward, brilliant for signing with Dan Goosen and the rap guy from Houston. You think that was brilliant?
I think Andre Ward's career was brilliant in which, you know, how he boxed in the ring, you know, how he handled his fights.
That's not what I asked.
When he did outside the ring,
that's not what I asked you, Johnny. That was a nice cleanup there, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, do you work for the White House?
I got a little politician, like
little Sarah Sanders in you there. I just sidestepped that. No, to answer the question.
Absolutely. I think that Andre Ward could have been smarter in that regard. And signed with better promoter. He should have been a bigger household name. How about I say that?
He should have been the household name. When he was undefeated,
exactly,
and beating those guys on Showtime, like Mikel Kessler and those guys, and almost shutting them out, okay? He should have been a boxing god on every network. Should have been in the New York Times, all that kind of good stuff. He was an Olympic gold medalist. He could have piggybacked on Ray Leonard. He had the family. He was real. He wasn't, you know, unlike some other guys that I just mentioned, Olympic gold medalists who were out cheating on their wives and this and that. I mean, I'll tell you this. I would be almost willing to throw my life down that Andre Ward has never cheated on his wife, and he doesn't do drugs, and he doesn't drink. He really is the SOG type of guy.
Absolutely. Brilliant smile, articulate, handsome, great fighter. You know, what's there not to like about him? And I do agree with you. You know, under maybe a different promotional outfit, you know, he would have definitely been a household name in a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, think about him with Bob Arum or Don King.
Yeah, great point. Bob Arum would have been a perfect marriage.
I mean, holy cow! Yeah. What about? We're talking about young prospects here, and I'm hot on this other bantamweight, Luis Neri, 29-0, the World Boxing Council silver champion, I believe, some which means some bogus regional belt. But the bottom line is, he's fighting a guy named Juan Carlos Payano. That's going to be July 20th, of course. Payano comes in at 21-2. This is going to be in the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. So I guess the MGM Grand is going to do dual contests. But the bottom line is 29-0, 23 KOs. Why? This is a bantamweight that I think is exciting. Tell me why.
Right there, you said it. 23 KOs, 29-0. You look at that KO percentage at that weight class in bantamweights. That is rare. You don't see that too often. So that's why he's an explosive kid, and he's in against a good opponent in Juan Carlos Payano that will test him. But I would like to see him, obviously, where the career progresses, but that punching power is a standout for Luis Neri.
I mean, he's a scary-looking guy, the beard and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, here's what's up. There's certain guys right now I think that can instill fear in other people. Used to be like Mike Tyson, big heavyweight, but not so much in the heavier weights, or maybe Roberto Duran at lightweight. But you got Lopez, Teofimo Lopez, who going next week against Nakatani, Masayoshi Nakatani. Of course, that's going to be on the zone. That's ESPN. So, I mean, he's going next week. You got Neri going pretty soon. I mean, all these young studs are stepping up. This is reminiscent, although the quality may not be there in the minds of some historians, but this is reminiscent of boxing in the late 1980s, mid to late 1980s, when everybody was fighting everybody.
Yes, sir. And fast forward even, you know, to July 27th, Maurice Hooker, an unbeaten fighter, taking on Jose Ramirez, another unbeaten fighter on DAZN in the junior welterweight division. You know, and you have other guys lurking out there too. Emmanuel Navarrete, who we mentioned a lot on this show, and up and comers such as Teofimo Lopez and the Luis Neris and all that. Like, this is great right now. Juan Francisco Estrada, boxing is in such a great place, and the talent pool is rich.
Okay, the kid that's rich with talent is Vasyl Lomachenko, 13-1. Of course, he's been idle since April. They haven't got another fight for him. Don't you think it would be beneficial to keep him in the ring, or is he a guy that you can only put him in certain spots because he would just totally annihilate guys?
You know, it's a great point. And Mikey Garcia, you know, who would be the logical opponent for him at that weight class.
We don't mention Mikey Garcia here.
Yeah, well, he's trying to mess around at 147. So now you got to look at the other guys out there, Devin Haney, Richard Comey, those guys out there, they don't fight on ESPN. ESPN doesn't have many people at 135, right? So that's the issue that we're having. And Lomo can't go up to 140. That's too big for him.
But here we have Lopez willing to take on Lomachenko. Low.
Yeah, you know, but again, Lopez has to get through his next two assignments, which I will. The Comey fight, I think, will be a little more difficult. Comey fight might be a little more difficult for him. But
I mean, for him to call out all four guys like that, though, I think is a bit bold. And the kid's from New York, so we'll give him what he wants. At 31 years old, after 300 amateur fights and now 14 professional fights, when does Lomachenko's clock stop ticking? When does he get old?
You know what? That amateur background right there, that will say a lot. I would say sooner than later. And the small guys usually don't age very, very well. But he hasn't taken much punishment. So okay. I think we get him for another 4 years.
Triple G, 39-1-1. Where's Triple G going next?
I have no idea. Maybe Demetrius Andrade? I think that would be a logical fight. I'd like to see that on DAZN. Both guys fight on that network.
Okay, I got another question for you. Oleg Usyk, is he out of surgery? They got a date on when he will return?
Yeah, well, no date yet, but he's done the surgery, and we know that the torn bicep surgery is a lot to recover from. I don't expect to see Usyk until the late first quarter next year.
How do guys get torn bicep muscles?
By lifting a lot.
Ooh, you didn't answer that. Ooh.
I'm being nice today.
Ooh. You know, folks, if you heard that long pause there, it was because I was testing Johnny Sig there. I was pushing at him because, you know, Oleg Usyk, for the most part, although we like him, I like him a lot. I think he's a great, great fighter. I think he took some Flintstone vitamins.
Yeah, I knew that's where you were going. And again, I don't want to accuse anyone of anything. And yes,
I didn't accuse him
nice
of it. I said, I think. There's the thing. Yeah. If I was accusing him, I'd be right out. Okay, Errol Spence, 25-0. 21 KOs, a kid from Texas. What's Earl going to do? Off that Mikey Garcia win, of course, in March was ho-hum, 12-round shutout. Didn't go for it until it was much too late. I thought he should have went for it. Don't you think that if Spence had some killer instinct, he'd have went for about the third or fourth round and he realized the other guy wasn't engaging?
I agree. And Mikey was not engaging. That was the issue for Earl, I think, because he couldn't get him to, like, just sit still for a minute. But it's Earl's job to cut that ring off. I think Earl right now is going to be a very interested spectator and seeing what goes on with the Manny Pacquiao Keith Thurman fight next week, and maybe he wants the winner of that. I think that he's waiting on that to announce his next move.
Okay, both the Charlo brothers have been in action of late. Both were winners, so Mama Charlo's happy. Were you happy with the Charlos?
You know, they just don't do it for me right now, man, until one of them gets in the ring. Now, of course, you know, Jermell at 154 when he lost to Tony Harrison. Tony Harrison's a good fighter. I'm waiting for Jamal to step up and actually fight someone at 160, you know, that's decent.
You are tuned in to Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network with the great John Cigarello. Join me a little bit later, of course. Next up, we'll go back to 1989. Wow, 1989. We're training in a place called, well, I'll tell you about it after the break. We're in Florida. We're having a ball. Ray Leonard and I, we're getting ready for the Tommy Hearns fight. That's right. Pedro Fernandez training with the great Sugar Ray Leonard. Next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Losing hair sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. If you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor and to hide under hats. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. And for a limited time, receive your first month of Keeps free by going to keeps.com/fish. That's KEEPS.com/fish.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531.
800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
1989, May of 1989, I venture to West Palm Beach, Florida. The PGA Sheraton Resort there, of course, a golf course, a fabulous 18-hole golf course, which we ran on each morning. But the bottom line was, Ray Leonard was training there. I'm talking about Sugar Ray Leonard. Ray Charles Leonard, that's where he was born, of course, while the former World Welterweight Champion, coming off a win over Donnie Lalonde back in 1988, November of 1980. Of course, he forced Donnie to come down to 168 instead of 175. Donnie was the 175-pound and 175-pound champion, but they fought both for the 168-pound title, super middleweight, and 175-pound light heavyweight title, so they combined both weights. They brought Donnie Lalonde down to 167. He knocked Ray Leonard down in the fourth round, so Ray got off the deck. We thought that would be the end of Ray. He was 35-1 entering this Tommy Hearns fight. Of course, Lalonde 31-2. But we thought that was the end of Sugar Ray. I mean, he was going to retire. Well, it didn't happen that way. He sort of went on and fought Tommy Hearns. And of course, we're prepper for Tommy Hearns. We're in Florida, and there's a lot of roaches and bugs, and it's really ticking Pedro off because I'm just not one of those guys. I don't dig it. I don't dig the bug scene. I really don't. So anyway, Ray and I are having a good time. One night, we're kicking it. Before we go to the Ray interview, one night we're kicking it. Remember, we're comparing ankles. Now, you have to realize we're both very vain. Both very vain athletes. We're running each morning. We're training at the gym, so we're both in decent shape. He's in the best shape I've ever seen an athlete in my life. I've never seen anybody run as fast as Ray Leonard. I've never seen anybody move as fast as Ray Leonard. I just never have in my entire life. I've never seen an athlete move like a cat, like Ray Charles Leonard can. So anyway, the runs, they were pretty good. I was in decent shape, and I remember hanging with him for like 2 miles. They were 2.5-mile runs, and then he would sprint the last half mile. And he would sprint at such a speed that he would just disappear from view almost. I mean, on a flat ground. I'm serious. He looked like a mirage. He was going so fast. So anyway, I brought you up to date. This is Sugar Ray Leonard and Pedro back in 1989.
Ray, 19 years boxing now, Olympic gold medalist, 5 world titles. What more is there for you to attain?
Well, Pedro, for me, I just like to do what I want to do. You know, for me, boxing has been such an integral part of my life, opening doors, creating better avenues for me and other people. And as long as I still can do it, you know, I say, why not? I don't complain about getting up in the mornings to do road work. You've ran with me a number of times, and I enjoy the competition. This is a part of my life, and for as long as I can do it.
You're 33 years old, but because of your layoff and you were off for a couple years, how old is Ray Leonard's body physically?
Well, you know, I never put an age on my body because I think once I do that, I limited myself to the duration of time I have left in the ring. I put no relevance to how old I am. I think it's just a matter of how I feel. I think it's a matter of what I exhibit in the ring and outside the ring. That pretty much equates my age.
The hunger is still there?
The hunger is always there. People fail to realize that I love to win. I love the challenge. I thrive on winning. I thrive on victory. And if that wasn't the case, I wouldn't be in here working out as hard as I do. I wouldn't be taking my body through rigorous workouts, training, road work, dealing with the media, the scrutiny of exploitation. I wouldn't deal with that.
If Little Ray or Bobo, you've got two boys now, Ray, Little Ray is not little anymore. He wears your clothes or you wear his?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I don't wear his clothes anymore. I think he's a large. I'm still a medium.
Okay, what if Little Ray or Bobo wanted a box? Would you approve of that?
You know, that's a very interesting question. If he really wanted to, but I also would make him realize the comparison would be too much. You're talking about peer pressure for young people. That's an enormous amount of pressure because of comparison to his old man. I wouldn't want to see that happen. And thank God Little Ray has his own mind. He's more musically inclined. He loves athletics. He more so wants to play basketball and football.
What about Bobo? He's quite a character.
If anything, Bobo, Jarrell, I don't know. He's very precocious. I think he has the ambition and the talent to be a politician.
Ray, if either of them had a damaged retina and had it repaired, how would you feel about letting them box again?
You know, Pedro, that is too hypothetical to even say because, you know, being a parent, naturally you fear the risk factor. But I think in order for my son to be happy, he has to do what he wants to do. If it's productive, you know, people say, well, Ray, it's inexplicable that you return to the ring He suffered an injury, a very serious injury. But I think we must appreciate medical technology, the advancement, arthroscopic surgery. You have a lot of people, a lot of athletes that suffer the same injury, football, baseball, soccer, every type of physical contact sport. But because of who I am, because of the individualism of my particular sport, I am pretty much singled out.
You told me before that you're an amateur ophthalmologist.
I think I am, because from personal experience, personal evaluation, I think being a spokesman, I think I've been able to understand the anatomy of retinal surgery.
In your own words, you've created your own destiny. You've through free agency. How did that start?
Well, I've watched great fighters in the past without naming them. And I've always said, you know, what happens afterwards? Because I've always hated the term boy, although a lot of people don't mean it the way they say it. But it, I think it's the tone of voice that you use, or my fighter. And, you know, and my fighter is boxing terminology of saying, you know, I represent this young man. But sometimes I have problems saying, that's my fighter. You know, that's who I represent. And I never wanted to want to say, that's my fighter, because I'm no one fighter but my own.
Is Andrew Maynard your fighter?
Andrew Maynard is my client. He is my protege. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to stumble and say, my fighter. But I think it's what's from the heart that people are able to perceive what you really mean.
Okay, Maynard is an Olympic gold medalist. You've got another kid down here, a Canadian named Dan Sherry. He's looking pretty promising.
Well, Dan Sherry, you know, he's a young man that I also have high hopes. And there are people that say, well, these guys are just ordinary fighters. Well, with the exception of Andrew, because of his Olympic exposure. But one thing about it, if anything, I prefer to have a young man that is self-motivated, that has self-discipline, that's productive, that's clean-cut, as opposed to having a guy that's world-beater. Because the guys that I have are very decent young men.
You've easily almost made $100 million in the ring. Where will it stop? You're taking it one fight at a time, am I right?
One fight at a time. You hit it right on the head. One fight at a time. People say, well, Ray don't know when he quit. His ego and his arrogance and this and that makes him continue. That's right. That's what makes me who I am. Because if you didn't have confidence in yourself, you can't make it in this world. Let it be business or athletics. You got to have some type of confidence.
Okay, let's talk about the rematch with the Hitman from Detroit, Thomas Hearns. We're about a week away now. How do you feel about this fight? This is the first time that you've fought in the guy again that you've already beaten.
I feel great. You know, I've been working on a variation of styles with variation of opponents and challengers. I hate calling them sparring partners sometimes. But the young men that I work with are fast. And I feel this way, that they are so tenacious in so many rounds that if I can contend with them, I can contend with anybody. I'm looking forward to a big fight with Tommy Hearns. I am prepared for whatever he should do. I've worked on balance. I've worked on peripheral vision. I've worked on counterpunching. I've worked on strong punches, body shots. You know, the other day, all body shots. One day, I work on defense, offense. I'm ready for whatever he should do.
Okay, I watched it the other day. In case, when Hearns gets hurt, he has a habit of grabbing. I mean, like Hulk Hogan, headlocks, hammer locks, the works. I watched you physically push your sparring partners off. I mean, physically, you were rough.
Well, that would be the case, too, because I've watched him with James Kitchen, and the way he grabbed Kitchen, if anything, you know, Tommy Hearns held on for dear life. It was ugly, but it was survival. But I'm ready for whatever he should do.
Okay, Tommy says that you're shot. He says that you say that he's shot. He says that you're shot. Is the biggest fight in the history of boxing a battle between two shot warriors?
I don't necessarily feel that I'm shot. And I don't particularly agree that Tommy's shot. I think Thomas has some problems in the past and in his previous performances, but total shot, no. He still wins. He's perseverance.
So how does Ray Leonard see the fight? June 12th, the bell's about to ring, Ray.
It depends on how Tommy approaches the fight. You know, speculation that he's going to try to outbox me, he can't do that. I don't care how much he rides a bicycle. As far as trying to knock me out with one punch, I've been hit by a light heavyweight. You know, so the punch is not a factor. If anything, if you had asked me this question 3.5 months ago and I wasn't training, then I have a problem. I don't have a problem with Tommy Hearns.
You told me that to tell Tommy, I quoted you in Flash magazine, is knocking me out is not a reality.
It's not a reality. You know, Tommy Hearns, he's living this this world that he's still the Hitman. He should get away from that nickname. That nickname doesn't fit anymore.
The last couple of fights, he's resembled the Hurt Man.
Well, he's been more so on the receiving end of the pitcher now. So if anything, I'm going there to win. I don't care what happens, I'm going there to win.
Okay, Ray, let's talk about you. Who's your arch enemy, Roberto Duran? He's still around.
He's not my arch enemy. You know, he's not.
Ray, you haven't talked to Duran lately.
To be honest with you, I hate this. I can't say it on television. No, I don't mean. We have verbal confrontations and we say things about each other. I think that's the nature of the sport. But there is no direct animosity towards Duran. I respect Duran from what he's achieved in boxing because naturally he's contributed to the sport of boxing and he's brought more attention. If anything, if we should meet, the best man is going to win.
Did he cheat you out of your just desserts when he quit on you in the eighth round?
I don't think he cheated me out of anything. I don't know why people feel that way. If anything, he cheated himself out of being claimed the greatest.
Okay. Duran, Leonard, Nunn, I mean, there's a chance you're going to fight all these guys. First of all, let's talk about Michael Nunn. We had that confrontation that Pedro instigated in Las Vegas when we were out there on the floor, and I said you came off tonight. You were perceived on HBO as being fearful of Michael Nunn. Let's get the record straight. Are you scared of Michael Nunn?
When you asked me, Pedro, I was on the dance floor at Botany's. I was dancing. I didn't think about Michael Nunn. But if anything, I think Michael Nunn is really a great fighter and a great champ. He represents the championship very well. He's not a great fighter yet. That's too premature. Because just tell you how people feel. All of a sudden now, Michael Nunn was a guy that couldn't pack a punch, a guy that was a boring fighter. All of a sudden now, he knocks out Colin Bay. He the greatest thing since Mom's apple pie. I mean, they should really stick to what they're saying. Before I became great, or if they consider me great, I had to beat Hearns, Duran, Hagler. I don't believe in greatness. There was only a few great fighters. That was Ali, Sugar Ray Robinson, Joe Louis, and Rocky Marciano.
Okay. Any closing comments?
I can't wait to June 12th.
Good enough, sir. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Pedro. You going to run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You going to run tomorrow morning?
5:30.
Sunday.
I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
Okay. Sugar Ray Leonard.
A hotel and golf course, of course, that was in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, Florida. We rocked and rolled. As I said, the battle of the egos there, we're sitting in the hot tub because Ray had a jacuzzi in his room as well, but I didn't want to sit in his jacuzzi in his room anyway. Bottom line is, went down to the public jacuzzi, we're kicking it one night, and we're comparing ankles. Who had the sexier ankle? I kid you not, we're going back and forth. So some lady came by, and we asked the lady to say who had the better looking ankles, and being a diplomat, she said, it was a draw between our two ankles. Me and Ray are comparing ankles. Ray Leonard had the skinniest ankles I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it's unbelievable that those ankles could make him move as quick as he did. And I tell you, he was the fastest man I've ever, ever been around. Ever. Ever. I kid you not. Fastest guy I've ever been. Running, hand speed, the whole nine yards. Nobody faster than Ray Charles Leonard. You are tuned in to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, that was a sub. Yeah, pretty good sub for Keith Thurman. We'll bring back Keith, of course, on the Saturday show. Keith Thurman will be here Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, Keith Thurman, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Somebody says, hey, why no Larry Merchant? Larry's on vacation. We gave Larry the day off. Seriously, Larry's contract said he gets 4 days off a year, and this is one of the 4 days I give him. So that's just the way it is. The Godfather will be back next week as he is spending the day with the godmother down there in Southern California. Question for Johnny Siegel's on the line, of course, from Las Vegas, Nevada, the undefeated lad that he is. Has a Jorge Masvidal and the Amanda Nunes knockouts, have they overshadowed Francis Ngannou's knockout of Junior Dos Santos?
Interesting. I think they're all up there on the same level.
Wow. Okay. All right. Predictions for next week. You got Pacquiao. What about this? Is this decent? Is this a decent ESPN card as far as Rafael Dos Anjos and the hooking it up there on ESPN from San Antonio against Leon Edwards? Is that a decent fight?
It's a decent fight, but all eyes will be on boxing. Manny Pacquiao's out there in a big fight. I got Manny Pacquiao taking out Keith Thurman under nine people. On a very good pay-per-view card coming from Fox.
Under nine?
Under nine.
How much is this pay-per-view card going to cost you?
Oof. Hopefully it doesn't cost me anything, but I'm thinking about $80.
Oh, I hear a little piracy in the air there. Hey, no. Here's what's up. I can't. I know this sounds a little crazy, but I can't get into stealing signals. You hear what I'm saying? I just can't. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe because I'm not a signal owner. You see what I'm saying, Johnny? Maybe if I was a signal owner, I'd feel a little differently.
Hey, you said stealing signals. I'm just going out to the sports bar up the road. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Just don't forget the little Lexus.
Absolutely.
Okay. Johnny, talk about the Ring Talk Live Worldwide YouTube page.
Type in Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You can check out today's show and many other bonus content and previous shows from back in the day. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday.
The great John Signorella, folks, undefeated lad from Las Vegas, Nevada. Check him out on YouTube.com. Well, time to wrap things up. This is the second of 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition, live on Sports Byline. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time or 2 p.m. Eastern time. Saturday for an hour, Sunday for 2 hours, same time, 11 a.m. Pacific time or 2 p.m. Eastern time. Bottom line is, we rock. Often imitated, but never duplicated. 35 plus years now, I must be doing something right. Bottom line is, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You can be doing a million things right now, but you're listening to Ring Talk. Thank you.